Welcome to the Fleet FYI's podcast, the weekly podcast by Utilimark that reveals how you can make the most of your data for smarter fleet management. My name is Gretchen, and every week I'll be sharing with you not only over two decades worth of data insights, but some of the industry's hottest talking points and key metric analysis with the aim to help you better understand your fleet from every angle. Before we begin, if this is the first time you've heard our show, thanks for stopping by. Once you finish today's episode, if you could take a few minutes to leave us a review on your favorite podcasting platform, I would really appreciate it. Give us a rating, 5 stars, I hope, or tell us what you liked or leave us a comment or a question about what you've heard in today's episode. If we haven't yet covered a topic that you're interested in hearing more about, let us know. We would be happy to go over it in detail in a later episode. Let's dig in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Fleet FYI's podcast. Today's episode is going to be slightly different from what you're used to hearing on the show because we just had a couple of folks just recently return from the NAFA I&E that took place last week. And for those of you unfamiliar with that, though I'm pretty sure all of you are by now, it's the North American Fleet Association's Institute and Exposition Show, and this year it took place in Baltimore, Maryland. We had a couple folks from our team go this year. Michael Carr, who I'm sure most of you will remember from earlier on in the show. He's been on a few episodes here and there. As well as a newbie to the Fleet FYI's front, Mr. Engin Ayaz, who is another one of our account executives here at Utilimark. So, without further ado, what I'm going to do is to kick it over to Michael Carr for a full recap of day one. Hey, Michael, I'm so glad that you were able to take the time to be back on the show today. Can you give everyone listening just a little idea of what day one at the NAFA I&E had in store for you?
Yeah, Monday was great, Gretchen. We had some really good meetings with a lot of fleet managers who are either going through their CAFM courses or are already certified. They also released the top 100 fleets, and it was great to see many Utilimark clients on that list. Shout out to them. Really, really happy for everyone who's on that list. It's a huge achievement. And one thing that I thought was interesting was the conversations around these electric vehicles and the new KPIs that are coming from them. And as you know, I'm a big fan of this because it's really a new and different asset, which means new and different data, which means new and different KPIs that you got to measure because it's just not a one-size-fits-all endeavor. And so understanding KPIs around net energy usage, for example, where we're able to isolate the energy consumed by the battery to propel the vehicle, but also the energy gained back through things like regenerative braking to leave you with a net energy. It's KPIs like those that are really, really critical to these fleet managers' ability to understand what works for them and their use cases and their maintenance practices and their budgets as well. So really, really good conversations, a lot of knowledge sharing. Excited for day two.
I can imagine. It sounds like you guys had a great time, and I'm looking forward to hearing about what you and Engin get up to tomorrow. Alrighty, everybody. So I hope that you enjoyed Michael's recap of day one for the NAFA I&E. Make sure you tune back in tomorrow to catch what all went on for day two. See you then. Hey there, it's me again. I think it's time to cue the virtual high five because you've just finished listening to another episode of the Fleet FYI's podcast. If you're already wanting more on all things fleet and vehicle technology, head over to utilimark.com, which is utilimark with a C, UTILIMARC.com, for this episode's show notes and extra insights coming straight from our analyst to you. That's all from me this week, so until next time, I'll catch you later.